Gregory Paul with another weekly update and message about learning to be the best of the best, and that takes knowledge. Today we're going to go back to basics and learn about tapes. Now again, the basics of tapes is some of the things that you've used all your life, which is like scotch tape. Something that everybody lives by practically is the duct tape, the famous duct tape. I hope you've had the opportunity to make a creation out of duct tape. But there's also the basis of masking tape and even clear shipping tape. What are these, or what are the simulations of all of these? What do they have in common? Each one of them have a material, a backing, and then an adhesive that is used. Now there are different adhesive levels. This is industrial adhesive. So they take a cloth type tape, they take a Saran, which is a clear substance, they take a paper type backing, and they paint on it the basis of a adhesive that is industrial that will live up to the strength of its ability and the duration that is necessary for it to take place in the process of its purpose. Okay, so we know that if we want to stick someone to the wall, if you got 2-year-olds that are just running crazy, you can use duct tape and you can hold them to the wall. Not really pleased. My grandchildren will not want to hear that, I'm sure. But let's talk about the hair replacement tape that is really important to know when to use it and how to use it. When you're using these tapes, each one has, again, just like adhesives, a level of composite that makes it up, the very thing that they're putting on the backing. This is not a red backing, it's a red liner. The liner is just designating red, white, or brown, so we know what the basis of this is. This has a Saran that they paint an acrylic adhesive. Not acceptable to skin, not a positive skin attachment. So they take this and utilize it on the base and utilize it for security, putting a barrier of a different medical adhesive grade beneath it or even another tape above it to make it secure and not break down in water and other types of things. That's the benefit of acrylic. But again, it's based on utilizing on the base of the hair system, on the extensions or anything that we use this on, but not to the scalp. When we go to the non-acrylic, the white backing, the white liner, that has, again, a liner. It has a very, very, very sheer type of liner, but then it's painted with a non-acrylic adhesive, good for skin. So it goes on the skin, it accepts the skin. Basically, it's not like a Band-Aid, because a Band-Aid's only supposed to be on you for about 8 to 12 hours, not all day or 3 days, because you know what's happened when you've had a Band-Aid on too long and all of a sudden you take it off and you got all these white wrinkles and waves all over your fingers? Well, that's based on the fact that that is not a proper product to be on long term. These products that are designed by 3M are designed with medical grade levels, but also have bases of composite that are appropriate for skin or for the hairpiece base or the extension or the hairpiece. Then there's the brown backing, more of the cloth. It's a very strong base. It has a cloth type of backing instead of the very sheer Saran film that the other two have. And it gives the ability, again, non-acrylic, but it has an aggressive, it's almost like the comparative to the duct tape. And this can be used over the red liner. It can be used by itself. It is very strong, and many times it is used for somebody who's excessively oily and just breaks and melts everything that is on the very sheer tape backing. Then you go into much more of a medically related product, but now we're going to go into a suspended, now I'm going to use this word, I want you to hear me, a suspended adhesive. No longer is there any backing, no longer is there any Saran, it is no longer tape like we know it, it is the basis of having something that has the adhesive suspended. So the matte tape made by Promax, Performax, it gives the ability to really adhere. What are the benefits? It doesn't have any shine because the Saran, the shiny part that is in these other tapes, will shine when light hits it. If it's in a lace front or a polymer front hairline, you'll see shine. So we go to no shine or a no base adhesive suspended product that attaches to lace, attaches to membrane, attaches to polymer, attaches even to the ribbons, and gives the ability to truly have security. That suspended adhesive, though, will break down because there's no backing to hold on to it. So if somebody's very hot, somebody's very active, somebody's very, very oily, it's gonna break it down and make a cleanup a lot more challenging, and maybe some of the front hairline to bleed through that has to be cleaned up much earlier than their next appointment for you. So some of those, as I said, is the mat tape, which is the suspended, medically approved, no backing, the Eurobendo, the base of the blue backing, the basis of this, again, it has holes in it, gives much more breathability, and gives you the ability to have the best ability to secure, even if it's in one spot that you have a weakness of the hair, there's not enough hair in that area to secure on an extension, or an area that seems to have a hot spot where the client releases quickly, which is common to many of our female clientele. And then you've got the no shine. The no shine, basically ideal for lace fronts. Very thin, but again, it breaks down very quickly from heat and oils. And Indurbenda is a product that also medically approved, able for long-term wear. It gives the ability for the client to have a healthy condition, but there is no liner in it at that point. And then the next question is, how do you get these off? Well, you know, when you have masking tape, you just rip it off. Well, you don't do that to a client. Of course, you know that. The best way to release any tape, just to release it, is 99% alcohol in all the case scenarios. It releases it. If it's a lace front, you'll actually spray it into the top of the lace, down at the roots of the hair, so that it'll release the fragile lace from the tape, so the tape will stay to the scalp, and then you can remove the basis of the tape with more alcohol, or the oil base, which will clean the rest of the scalp and give the ability for the client to have a clean, sterilized base that gives them that feeling that they are clean, but also gives you the knowledge and the confidence that it's gonna stay on the next time you apply the product that's gonna go on them. There's another product that we use sparingly, which is Unisolve. Unisolve is a medical application remover for adhesives, but basically because it has aloe and an oil in it, it is not really ideal for cleaning unless the skin is sensitive. If the skin is sensitive, instead of alcohol, we will use the Unisolve at that point, giving them the ability to have a remover and have the ability for you to clean it up. You're still going to have to go and clean it up more with the oil base, because wherever there's adhesive, you got to get the oil that will secrete underneath the adhesive and lift it so that you can draw it off with a paper towel and continue shampoos until it's completely clean. Then, as always, the final touch, both on the base of the hairpiece and the scalp to sterilize it, again, the alcohol is used to make all the oil and the area of the scalp completely sterile at that point so that we are ready for a perfect connection of a cross link of attachment for extended wear. I hope this gives you a little bit more understanding. Again, understand we don't use duct tape in our practice. We don't use scotch tape to fix things, but we use the best of the best of products that are medical grade, but we need to know where to use them, how to release them, and how to take care of them, even for the guest and client at home.